Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you are just joining us, and happy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to give the biggest thanks to all of our incredible Wisconsin-based and Milwaukee-based guests today, starting with Angela Lang of Block here in Milwaukee, Emily Miata of Kids Forward, Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and of course, Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. I promised you that I would stitch together all of these seemingly disparate items that we talked about today, right? We began by talking about some of the gun violence in Milwaukee and the idea that, of course, personal responsibility is part of the solution, but so is acknowledgement that there are systemic realities that drive some of the incidents of violence, that we need to have a broader conversation about what's going on there, that we need to invest in violence prevention. We then pivoted to talk to Emily Miata of Kids Forward about the incredible disparities that we see here in the state of Wisconsin in the overall wellness of Black and brown kids here and white kids here. And again, the systemic limitations, the systemic unfairness that has plagued our state when it comes to those disparities for decades. We are amongst the worst in the nation. We then brought Nick on to talk about the unfairness built into a system of government and elections in this country that says that money equals speech and therefore places the interests of billionaires and mega corporations ahead of your interests and my interests, and therefore places our elected officials outside of any possible accountability to voters. Do you think Congress is dysfunctional? Yeah? Well, it's because we have unfair maps. It's because we have money in politics that Congress is so dysfunctional. We then brought on Jeremy Janine and we talked about how to possibly pay for hundreds of millions of dollars in backlogged local road maintenance. We talked about the idea of businesses unfairly shifting the costs of their doing business through pollution or road degradation onto local taxpayers, and state government not fairly addressing those funding needs of local governments. The fact that here in the state of Wisconsin, local governments across the state are facing similar fiscal challenges when it comes to the capital improvements needed to ensure that their local roads are usable and safe for all of their citizens. What's the theme here? The theme here is fairness. The theme here is to see beyond the partisanship, beyond the urban-rural divide, beyond the tribalism of Democrats and Republicans, beyond black and white. Because it's not about that right now in our country. It is about basic fairness. There should never be rules for me and rules for thee. We should be operating from the same set of rules that promote fairness. That is something that I think all of us universally agree about. But we don't have today our fair systems, our fair electoral processes. We all need to stand up and say to all of our elected officials, Democrats and Republicans, we want fairness. Fairness in our tax policy and fairness in our campaign policies, our campaign finance policies. We want fairness, of course, in our election systems. What are some of the things that we should be asking for? Well, we should be asking for the state to fully fund childcare, to fully fund public education. That's fair. It's fair to all kids to do a better job funding public education. It's fair to business owners that need educated workforces. We should be looking again to break through the partisanship that is exploited, through the urban-rural divide that is exploited by many who seek not for greater national unity, not for greater fairness, but greater advantage at the expense of others. That's what we should be worried about. Most of all, we should be looking at some of these system reforms, like independent redistricting committees for how we draw legislative maps. Who in their right minds thinks that legislators should draw their own legislative maps? They do have a wee bit of a conflict of interest, wouldn't we say? And those independent redistricting committees shouldn't be filled with partisans, but subject matter experts and regular people who are seeking fairness. We should be banning foreign money in campaign finance. We should be banning crypto in finance. We should be banning, of course, Elon Musk's or George Soros's attempt to buy voters in individual states and thereby buy elections. All of these things are of a whole. And if we zoom way out, what we hope to then see as a result is a functional Congress, an Article I branch of our federal government that actually stands up for itself and by extension, the little people. We can do better, Wisconsin. We can do better than this America, and we certainly deserve better. I thank you for spending part of your afternoon with me. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. We've got a great show lined up for you. Again, chock full of expert guests. Join us again. We bring the national to the state to the local, and tell you why it matters to you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.